Welcome to Interviews for Resistance. Since election night 2016, the streets of the U.S. have rung with resistance. People all over the country have woken up with the conviction that they must do something to fight inequality in all its forms. But many are wondering what it is they can do. In this series, we'll be talking with experienced organizers, troublemakers, and thinkers who have been doing the hard work of fighting for a long time. They'll be sharing their insights on what works, what doesn't, what has changed, and what is still the same. I am Sarah Jaffe, your host.
My name is Gloria Bell Mosa. I am an organizer with Neighbors United for a Better East Boston in the Boston, and serving as the Boston coordinator for Cosecha May Day event.
Excellent. So you guys had a pretty dramatic action on Monday in Boston. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah. So on Monday we had an action at the Suffolk County Correction Facility that is also held as a detention center. It's a detention center. It has about 200 detainees at the time. And we've seen a wave of kind of like targeted, but it's just kind of a continuation of detaining immigrants for one reason or another, where it was this time around where activists that were speaking out.
Yeah.
Young activists that are part of organizing in Vermont, and Suli and Alex and Enrique, who have been, you know, fighting for immigrant rights, were detained, and two have been released, but one were still being detained. And then this is part of a larger thing that we just no longer can settle for more detainees and deportations and in this manner at all, and we want permanent protection for all. So this action where 20 people got arrested, there was over 100 folks there, over 2 hours, just really wanting to send a message, but even more hoping that we could shut down the detention center and stop deportation and really do permanent protection and immigration reform for all.
Tell us, I guess, a little bit about how that action came together, the planning and work that went into that.
So, I mean, Cosecha movement is a movement, a nonviolent movement that is looking for the respect, dignity, and permanent protection for the 11 million undocumented in this country.
Yeah.
Since the beginning of this year, we've been asking for a strike for May 1st. And we are really asking for a one-week strike if that needs to be, to show this economic power.
Yeah.
And for this, and during these months, we've been trying to illustrate what our message, what we're asking for, what we're asking for May 1st to be, you know, and what we saw February 16th organically come out from the community.
Right.
Basically that they're ready, right? Yeah. And that we have to follow their lead and provide that support. And a lot of allies, organizers, clergy members, youth, individuals, former, you know, undocumented, came together for this Monday action to stand, right, against this, what we feel is not immoral, and as well as to make sure that those that are detained and those that are practicing their first right and speaking up against anti-immigrant rhetoric, that we stand with them and that we are resisting any deportation, detainings, and unjust proceedings that we also saw in Lawrence, where people were going to their court hearings and automatically were not even allowed to do a process and were detained.
Right.
Something that was not a practice. So I think this action that we just did was to go to the detention center and particularly ask Suffolk County, that is in part of Boston, Chelsea, represents Boston and Chelsea, both cities that the mayor and the local body has said it's sanctuary, to no longer serve as a detention center for the state.
Yeah, that brings up the question about sanctuary, which is obviously a movement and a set of practices and laws that have spread since the Trump administration, but as you note here, with things like this detention center, there are obviously still holes in what kind of protection is provided by the sanctuary policies.
Yes. You know, and I think what we've seen with sanctuary is that you know, it's not I think each municipality is doing their own,
right.
But I think in essence it's to show and the in solidarity with the community.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to move away from the symbolism and the and kind of that, and really show what municipalities and local and states could do, and they could do it by not participating in contracts to serve local resources for the detention centers, and to really think about what we could be investing, particularly in this prison complex industry, right?
Right.
That has a lot of holes in itself, even for those that live here and are U.S. citizens. So our, you know, we understand that the detention center and immigration right, and we know that this administration wants to criminalize, you know, everyone from the immigrant community to the Muslim community. And we have to say that that's not the industry that we want to move forward with.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what we're investing in. We want to invest in families.
Yeah. So the movement had a legal victory again this week, where a judge halted
yes.
Trump's order to cut off funding to sanctuary cities. I wonder if you could talk about how the these legal struggles and the struggles in the street and with direct action and strikes are complementary.
Well, I mean, yes. And I think, you know, it's funny, my son sent me the article. He's like, this is a win for sanctuary. Isn't this a win for your movement? And I'm like, of course. This idea that local government's not going to get resources because
right.
of the sanctuary, and each municipality is very different, but I think the blow, we saw this with legal actions when the Muslim ban came out in
right.
Cosecha, Boston here, and Cosecha movement called for the airport, and we saw our electeds come, and it wasn't called by the electeds, it wasn't called by any one leader. It was called by a movement that's saying that we can't, there will always have these little piecemeal policies that doesn't get to the root of the problem. And we need permanent protection for all. And if there is a certain crime that was committed, that's why we have a criminal justice system. And if there's a flaw in the criminal justice system, then we fix that because we know there is. And as well as we're seeing in terms of, you know, people that are living in these localities, some of them entrepreneurs, their kids are in the schools.
Right.
We're part of that community. So to say that local police have to enforce immigration,
right.
That's not their role. And so I think that's the connection. And you know, different messages in different ways, but at the end it comes to the root that we need permanent protection for all. We need to be able, and what we're saying in Cosecha is that we don't get that and you know, basically trying to maintain with our respect and dignity that we're still here fighting for it, is that we will use our economic non-cooperation to not and ask for a one-day strike on May 1st.
Yeah.
And if we have to, it'll be a two-day.
Yeah.
And if two doesn't work, it'll be three.
Yeah.
And, you know, it'll be, basically we'll take what it means to, and we're going to prepare to make that happen. And that's what we're asking for May 1st. That's where we're, you know, you're seeing these actions, and that's hopefully the legal teams that are holding up that fight are also getting to that conclusion as well.
So there have been lead up actions going on around the country this week, right?
Yes. So, you know, this is a national movement, and there's Cosecha in here in Massachusetts and New Jersey, Florida, Minnesota. And so I think it's you know, we're hoping it's also a new movement. It hasn't been for a long time, but the cause has been.
Yeah.
And the solution has always been the same. But I think what we're seeing is a different way of embracing that we have what we need in our community. And we just have to ask for it. And so these actions and these events and May Day and all of these things is to really get to our community and say, we're here. Join us, join this movement that's fighting for the respect and dignity and permanent protection across the country, across the board. And I think every state is trying to get to their community as best as they can. And we're also asking our allies and those that have been on the fence but are with us to join us, that there is no longer a time, and especially since the beginning of this year has illustrated that now more than ever we need to unite, and this is one resistance out of all of them, right?
And
this weekend leading up to it is the People's Climate March, right? There's all these injustices that we're seeing, and I think that's one of the things that with Cosecha we recognize as well as one of our principles, that this is one part of a bigger puzzle.
Yeah. And so you mentioned that this particular, that Cosecha has not been around that long. Can you talk a little bit about its beginnings and where it came out of?
I mean, it came out of organizers, dreamers, impacted folks, and just a range of people, myself included here in Massachusetts, particularly a core group of Cosecha volunteers that were not getting paid, and to share.
Yeah.
And they shared their story, and they shared the trials of, like, having to fight for the DREAM Act, having seen the massive marches in 2006 where our people do exist and they do care, right?
Yeah.
And not asking for more, but just asking to defeat one of the worst anti-immigrant legislations created. And instead of saying right after that, no, we don't want this, but we want this permanent protection for all. And I think it's a continuation of that spirit, unity, that we're here and folks have reunited with the plan to use our economic non-consumption to call for a one-week strike and boycott to win permanent protection for all of us. And that's the stories that these, range of organizers and leaders and young folks and people that have never, done anything in terms of organizing and activism, that are taking the next step to move our immigration system in this country.
Yeah. So what is May Day going to look like in Boston?
Okay. So May Day in Boston, there's a lot of activities, and there's Cosecha Lawrence, there's some stuff happening in Western Mass. There are activities that organizations and unions are doing. But in Boston, what we're doing is a Cosecha Festival, because we are calling for a one-day strike. We're asking businesses to close. We're asking the people not to go to work, our kids not to go to school, and not to buy anything that day, and to not participate, and show our consumption and non-cooperation, and demonstrate that you can't, just continue to not address and demanding for the respect and dignity and permanent protection for all 11 million undocumented in this country. And that's like the first day for us, and the continuation of what our community did on February 16th to be able to move our demands forward. So we're doing a Cosecha Festival from 9 to 3 in East Boston, which is a home to a lot of immigrants in the Boston area, predominantly from Central South America. It's also a community that has been hit hard in so many ways. And so we're inviting all of our Boston neighbors from other neighborhoods and those from across the state to come to the festival from 9 to 3. It's a time to celebrate our art and culture and to learn more about the Cosecha movement.
Excellent.
And then we'll be joining the May marches in the afternoon.
Wonderful.
That they're going to be. And so that's what we're doing. Right. And we're hoping that it's a family-friendly festive day, showing our unity and community.
Great. And how can people find out more information, get involved with Cosecha, keep up with your work in Boston?
Yeah, so we're on Facebook. We have Cosecha Boston. There's Movimiento Cosecha. I think you can plug into the national scene wherever you're at. We also are asking people to text 41411 strike, lahuelga.com. You can find us on the web. And just also, if anything, making that pledge to not go to participate in the economic system on May 1st and to join us in La Huelga for a one-week strike.
Interviews for Resistance is a project of Sarah Jaffe with assistance from Laura Faillebois and support from the Nation Institute. You can find more information at necessarytrouble.org. Thanks for listening.